Hi, this is Blima Burashad, and welcome to the Aparo Effect, where we talk about all things related to increasing the capacity of nonprofits in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am very excited to be here today, and I am going to pass it to our first guest, Greg Fidel. If you could please introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your role at NTT, and a little bit about how you first got to know Aparo.
Good morning, Belima. Thank you for having me today. And my name is Greg Fidel. I am the area sales director for NTT Limited. And I cover, and my team covers all of North and South Carolina. We cover Georgia and we cover Tennessee, primarily in the enterprise space with medium to large size enterprise accounts. And so I was introduced to Aparo a few years back by Brian Seska. He and I have worked together in the market for quite a few years, just, you know, running around talking to clients and meeting with each other, and just happened to, he always was bringing Aparo up to me on the side. And he then decided one day to get serious about it. And, you know, we just started having some discussions because I had heard the name, but I just didn't know really much about the organization. So we just started to have those discussions and he kept pushing on me. And, you know, at first I was not sure if I wanted to get involved in anything at the time, but, you know, he kept telling me a little bit more and more about it and realized that, hey, this is probably a good way to help in the community. So we started having more discussions and here we are today.
Awesome. What did he say that convinced you? What was his sales pitch?
Oh, well, you know, Brian, he just was relentless. That's his sales pitch. He's just relentless all the time. But, you know, from my perspective, I like to do a lot of service. So I wanted to know a little about Aparo and what you all did in the community. And I wanted to make sure that it fit in with my values and the time that we would be able to put into it, and make sure that if we were going to put time into it, it was going to be meaningful time. And it wasn't one of those things that we just put off to the side. So I did think about it for quite a bit of time before we finally decided to make a move and move forward as an organization with you guys. And then, of course, do some things personally if we can as well.
Great. Good. All right. Well, I hope it all worked out that way, but we will get to that. I just want to take a moment and let our second guest introduce herself and tell us a little bit, Vicki, about your role at Aparo and also how you first got to know Greg.
Thanks, Philip. I am Vicki Whitson. I am the sponsorship manager at Aparo. I've been here for about 5 years. In my role, I deal with our corporate sponsors on event-based sponsorships, primarily our Connectivity Series, but also our CXO Tech Insights and some other event-based sponsorships as well. I guess I got to know Greg through Brian as well. When Brian was kind of courting Greg to get him to come on over to Aparo and become a sponsor of Aparo, he says, Brian told me, he said, hey, you know, we've got to get this company Dimension Data in. That, you know, and Greg, once he learns and he gets it, he's gonna get it, and he's gonna be all in. So I want to say that was probably sometime in maybe 2019 or so. So it's been about 4 years, and since then we've kind of built a relationship and with Dimension Data and now NTT, which has turned in, I guess Dimension Data turned into NTT.
Great, thank you, Vicki. So. Greg, Vicki referred back to 2019, and back in that year, you helped Aparo in two ways, both as a Connectivity Series sponsor and then also as a donor personally. Thank you very much. Why were both of those important to you personally and to your organization?
Well, I got a chance to speak this year at Aparo, and I'm just going to refer back to that. And I mean, I think that it's, from my perspective, from the personal side, it's our obligation as people to serve. And I think the way that the world is today, that people probably need to make it a priority in service to one another, because there's just so much deep division with people lately. And it seems like it's more than normal, but maybe it's not. You know, I guess that all depends on your perspective. So from where I'm at, I feel like the world changes when people care about other people. So that's why personally I wanted to do it. And from an NTT perspective, you know, our organization is large, and to be able to give back from a larger organization, I've typically worked for smaller companies, and the financial resources aren't always there with smaller companies, but with the bigger ones, you've got it. So I was thinking, if I can serve personally and we can have our organization serve and then get our team involved. And from a leadership perspective at NTT, for me, I do want my team, especially in sales. Sales can be a very me-focused job where, you know, you're out there, you're trying to convince organizations to do business with you. And, you know, it can be tiresome on some of your clients because you're always asking them for something, right? You're always trying to convince them to give you something. And I don't think that that is good for people's souls in the long run. It has to be more about you or less about you and more about the people around you. And so I wanted to make sure that my sales team, as well as myself, were always looking out instead of always looking in, because we do have an obligation to our organization and we have to grow the company. But what can we do to truly give back, and not from a selfish way of giving back? Let me give back so you can give me something else. It has to be that true service to others. And that's pretty much why I wanted to put my time and energy and our time and energy at NTT into Apparo.
Nice. So that was 2000. And thank you also, you did speak at the culmination of our connectivity series. You know, I was just thinking, Vicki, you're not gonna like this, because I would throw a question at you that I didn't prepare you for, but I was just thinking for people listening, do you think you could please do just like a quick overview of what the connectivity series that we keep referring to, what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. Our connectivity series is a series of three events. They take part throughout the year. They're kind of spread out. Our first one is our CXO host reception, which is a very intimate 100 person event. It's about a 1-to-1 ratio of sponsors to CXOs. In a 2-hour guided networking event. And then our second event is our connectivity cocktail, which is same exact format, except it's a little bit larger, maybe 175 people. And then to wrap up our series, we do our connectivity ball or bash. We make sure we had a bash, it's a little bit different due to COVID. But we typically have our connectivity bash, which is about 450 to 500 individuals come and celebrate all that Apparo has accomplished.
Great. Thank you. I realize, like, we keep saying it and people listening may not have any clue what we're talking about. So thank you, Vicki. So Greg, going back, so we talked about 2019 and kind of how your relationship with us began. And then in 2020, you personally became a volunteer on our sponsorship committee. So tell me a little bit more about that, why you decided to do it and what that was like.
Well, the personal side, you know, again, being in sales, Apparo has to be sustained, right? And the reason I love Apparo is because I've said before, you guys help people who help people, right? So, I understand, and I'm sure everybody that's involved with Apparo understands that you guys have to, in order to do what you're doing, to continue to do what you're doing, you've got to have financial resources. And I thought, well, I mean, some of our talents, the people that are on the sponsorship board, is most of us are sellers. And so to be able to use those talents, now we can start to serve and go out and show other people who Apparo is. Because a lot of people don't know who Apparo is. There's a lot of people in the Charlotte market, obviously outside of the market, nobody knows much about Apparo, but it's like, tell people what you guys do and maybe the light bulb will go on like it did for me, right? And then they're more willing to serve and get involved. And it's just like, Apparo is a three-dimensional organization from how you guys serve, because you serve so many different nonprofits in the area. It's like you can really get a lot done when you serve with Apparo versus if I tried to do things on my own. You know, I can only do so much as a person. So it's nice as one person. So it's nice to have an organization that is helping and that you can enable to help. So that's how I looked at it from a personal side, which is why I figured, shoot, if I can get involved in the sponsorship, I can help bring more organizations, bring more visibility, and hopefully bring more people.
Yeah, great. Well, we appreciate that very, very much. How is the message, like, how is it resonating with folks who hadn't heard about Apparo before when you get out there and talk to them about it?
Well, you know, it depends on the person. It depends on their... I said this at the Connective IT Ball. I said, what season of life are people in, right? Sometimes people have a season where they can give a ton. Sometimes you can only give a little, and sometimes you can't give at all. And, you know, for me personally, 2020 was one of those where I could only give a little because of some of these things that my wife dealt with, because she has dealt with long COVID for almost a year now. So I could not give as much as I could in 2019, right? So it depends on the person you're talking to. What season of life are they? And sometimes it's just when you're asking them, it's the right time. And sometimes it might be the wrong time. And maybe they can just do something small. But when you talk to people, you want to tell them about Aparo. So when they're in the right season of life, that they can be engaged. And from the professional perspective, when we go around from organization to organization, we talk about you guys and the organizations you serve, it's kind of a no-brainer. It's not really, I don't get a lot of pushback on people. Really, the only pushback you get is, how will I talk to my marketing department to get, or my finance department to get the funding that we need? That's pretty much the biggest pushback, right?
That's neat. I like what you're saying about, like, sometimes it's just planting a seed. Like, it may not quite be the right time. And sometimes people have to hear things. I mean, we certainly talk about that in marketing all the time. You have to hear things quite a few times before you're ready to jump on it. But thank you for that. So Vicki, I'll turn it back to you. Is this level of engagement, is this unique? Someone who is a sponsor, a personal donor, a volunteer, I'm guessing it's unique and important, but I just wanted to get your perspective on the depth of this relationship.
So what I would say is, as people get more involved with Aparo, they tend to do more. They tend, you know, if I'm a sponsor and I really get permission, I tend to say, hey, I want to donate personally or volunteer if I can. I will say that Greg is very unique because Greg truly gets our mission. He truly gets what Aparo does, and he truly got it right from the minute we started talking to him. And you know, for us, he not only gives personally, he gives a large amount through ATT, and he volunteers. I mean, he gets every capacity that we touch, and it's very important. And he is very unique because, as I can say, it typically takes people a little while longer to understand and to get so involved. So thanks, Greg. We appreciate it, and you know, can't thank you enough, but you truly do get us, and you truly get what we're doing in the community.
And I know you put up with me a lot, Vicki, and I definitely recognize that.
Oh, I'm guessing it's not too bad, not too much drama, but maybe that's story for another day. So, Greg, over the years, over the past few years, your level of sponsorship with us has increased. Thank you very much. Can you speak to that?
Well, like I had previously said, when you find a company that you know is in line with your values, right? It's really easy to put more into the organizations. Like, you can't do everything, right? You can't just go out and do everything. There's not enough time in the day. So when you find somebody that aligns with your values, that's where you want to put your money, and that's where you want to put your time and your energy. And so I try to keep, you know, from the service perspective, I don't do many, many, many things, but I only do a couple, and I try to do a lot for the ones that I'm involved with. And so Aparo happens to be that way. So we'd like to continue to scale up with you guys and help you out. And it's just good for Charlotte in general. Charlotte is growing. It's such a wonderful community. And there's so many people coming here from other states. And it's good that, you know, they see the type of service that, and, you know, and Charlotte being a town that has had so many transplants in here, we really do have to build a culture locally with one another. You know, you go to Pittsburgh or you go to New York City or you go to all these other big cities and they're like, this is our town. It's like, no, this is Charlotte. This is what we want to make Charlotte. And right now there is a lot of people from other parts of the country, and we want them to feel welcome, and we want them to know that we care about each other and we care about our community.
Nice. You know, speaking of culture, as you just did, it just made me think, how do others at NTT, do they know about the relationship with Aparo? How do they feel about it?
So our Charlotte offices, we have a pretty good size office here. So I have been the one to really carry the Aparo flag, and my previous boss, who lives in Charlotte as well, prior to his retirement, he helped me carry that flag a lot. So our Charlotte community knows quite a bit. Our Raleigh community knows quite a bit about Aparo as well. So this is the year with being the presenting sponsor that we've taken a lot of this and started sending it to our America's marketing. So they can say, look at what we're doing in Charlotte, right? And our America's marketing has to cover North and South America. So that's, you can imagine that's a pretty good size organization. But it's great to show what we're doing right here in Charlotte. We want to be, you know, the benchmark for other people in the organization to look at. So this is really, last year we were talking about Apparo, but I think this year, now that we've sent everything out to our America's Marketing, we're finally starting to get some real recognition across the organization.
Oh,
internally.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So Vicky, how do you react to just the growth of our relationship over time? The growth just in dollars also, but also just what Greg said, how even internally, that growth of the relationship and the recognition within the organization.
My first reaction is gratitude. We've come a long way from FY19 or 2019 when we started our relationship. And I know that Greg has worked really hard internally to promote Apparo and do what he can to help Apparo. I mean, other than say thank you, we really appreciate, what you've done. We, I think it was in 2020, we said, hey, Greg, you've increased your sponsorship already, but do you want to sponsor our CIO Insights? And he's like, of course I do. And I'm like, do you want to be the title sponsor? And he's like, what does that mean? And then I got a little bit higher price point. And he's like, give me a few weeks, I'll get back to you. I mean, he works really hard with anything we ask, not just financially, but he does spread our message out in the community. And Greg, I mean, like I said, we can't thank you enough for what you do for Apparo and the relationship we've created over the last 4 or 5 years.
Sometimes you got to get creative too. And we do that internally. We make it happen.
Great. Well, we really do appreciate it. So I'll ask you a last question here, Greg. I mean, you're welcome to add as much additional as you want, but what would you say to someone else, outside of NTT, just someone else in your network, maybe in a similar role to yours in another organization? What would be your Apparo sales pitch? Someone who's considering sponsorship, maybe in a smaller way than you are, but they're considering dipping their toe into it. And I'm basically probably asking you what your sales pitch is when in your role in the sponsorship committee.
Well, from that perspective, I want to know who I'm talking to. I want to get to know them personally before I really try to give them a pitch on Apparo, because some people are not always in it for the service aspect. That's just the way that corporate America can work. And I would rather work with folks that are in it from the service aspect, because that's the people that you get that serve from the heart. And when people serve from the heart, they will give more and they will do more. So I try to get to know people. And then I really talk to them about where they are and their journey and how they want to take care of our community, what they want to see for our community, where they want our community to go. And then when I feel like they align with my values on that and Apparo's values, that's like, all right, let's talk about this. Here's a way that you can help. Are you guys interested in helping more? Would your organization be interested in helping? And it's nice to get some of the senior executives. So some of our sales relationships can turn into senior level conversations with these organizations. And it's good to get those people, because it's good to get them to be involved and maybe even serve themselves, right? Seeing them come out and promote their organizations with Apparo, especially when they're local, but sometimes we get some really good size organizations that are more America's based and sometimes global that have an interest. And that's nice too, because then you can have some visibility going out in those larger organizations as well. So yeah, my pitch is really around where a person is at in their service journey. And, do they want a better world? Do they want to be a part of a better world? Because that's what we need right now. We need people that love other people. That's what fixes the problems in the world. It can't be from a internal perspective. It can't be a selfish perspective, because that just, it never works out in the end.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. So Vicky, if somebody was inspired listening to our conversation today and was interested in learning more about the connectivity series or any of the other different ways to connect with Apparo that we talked about today, what would be the best next step for them?
Would be to contact me at bwixon@apparo.org. And we could start a conversation. And typically, we like to see, when we have these conversations, we like to see what it is that our sponsor is looking to get out of this sponsorship. Like Greg said, it's not all about, you know, meeting people. It's also, you know, because some of our companies that want to get involved don't have the capacity to do a title sponsorship like MGT, but they want to get involved and volunteer and help in the community. So we basically start with a conversation. So reach out to us. There's plenty of information on our website as well. But reach out to us. We're happy to have a conversation and get everyone involved to apply.
Thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Greg, so much. I really appreciate it, and I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this episode of The Aparo Effect, and tune in for more.